I'm Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is June 20th, 2020. Today we're going to talk about propaganda, and we're going to talk about President Donald Trump's visit to Tulsa. So a listener from Arizona sent me a 1983 interview with KGB defector Yuri Bezmenov, and it was fascinating to listen to Bezmenov talk about how they manipulated professors in the United States, inviting them over, showing them a kind of a false sense of what was going on, and then using that specifically to have it sent back to higher education to promote communism. And they talked about creating riots and developing culture wars. Another thing that was interesting was a listener from Oklahoma sent me a different video from Yuri Bezmenov, which I haven't had a chance to watch that one yet. Listener from Arizona also sent me the 45 Communist Goals in America as read by Congressman from Florida Albert Herlong in 1963. And it was a fascinating list of things that you can see elements of today that are used in arguing for disarmament, submission to a world government through the United Nations, using schools and school newspapers as propaganda, fostering student riots, promoting obscenity and pornography to break down cultural morals, eliminating prayer and religious expression, and then, of course, dominating the psychiatric profession and using mental health laws to control opponents, which is very interesting as somebody in the field of psychology. I received a question from a listener in North Texas about the two-party system. The two parties are giant moneymakers who have power and an interest in keeping that power. It's tough to get other parties organized to compete, and restrictions in each state help maintain power for the dominant parties. It's hard to get on the ballot as a third-party candidate. Basically, it's a monopoly. The current parties are formed of coalitions. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was right that not all Democrats are the same, just like all Republicans are not the same. Republicans have neoconservatives, Pat Buchanan nationalists, religious right, social conservatives, Cold War anti-communists, libertarians, traditionalists. Nobody gets what they want in a big tent, but everybody gets the benefit of power. Perhaps a true free market of parties would benefit the country just like free market in other domains. A listener from Texas commented on the loneliness of complying with the stay-at-home orders and the loneliness of complying with social distancing practices. That listener was also very concerned over a next wave of COVID outbreaks. And I would say you're right to be concerned about that. In Oklahoma, looking at the data of new cases, it went down progressively until June 1st when we reopened, and it's shot back up. Every day there's more and more new cases than there were before. Death rates are getting lower, so that's good. But it is spreading, and most states that have been open for a while are paralleling that surge. A little discussion of President Trump's visit to Tulsa. There's kind of two elements of that. One is segueing from that last one we just talked about, the COVID threat, right? Bringing everybody into a large arena is just really not a good idea. And I feel like that's President Trump made a decision for that to be Oklahoma, maybe his advisors made that decision the reason that they know that Oklahoma is going to vote red. He's going to carry that state. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. They get to test out having a rally and see if they're able to do that, and if the coronavirus spreads from the rally, and even if it does and makes a lot of people sick, they know that he'll still carry the state. And so that feels extremely manipulative to me. Many people know that I've supported a lot of what President Trump has done, but I don't support everything. If you've read my Psychology Today articles, you know that there's times that I support things and times that I don't. And this seems somewhat irresponsible, I think, probably, to hold that rally. The other part of that was the Juneteenth fiasco, right? And so originally it was going to be in the home of the Tulsa race riots on June 19th, which is the Juneteenth celebration of emancipation. I don't know how widely celebrated that is across the country. I know that having had family in Texas, that's a big deal in Texas. I'd always knew about it. Growing up as a kid, even though we didn't, our family didn't have any participation in any events for that, we were well aware of the fact that the state of Texas and people celebrated all across, and I guess somewhat of a national holiday as well. But I don't think it was anything was deliberate, but it certainly shows that Trump's advisors who were organizing that and scheduling that did not have the level of diversity or sensitivity to catch that would be a problem. The last thing I want to mention was last night with my family watching a 1960 movie, Swiss Family Robinson, a Disney movie. It's a good movie. We didn't make it all the way through. We're going to finish the rest of it tonight. But it was funny because they got the pirates to go away in the beginning by raising their quarantine flag, and the pirates wanted nothing to do with them. And my daughter immediately shouted out, "Hey, the quarantine flag, that's like us." So maybe that's going to be a way to defend our homes if everybody, you know, if there's no law enforcement and they restrict our purchasing of firearms and everything else, maybe we all just get quarantine flags and raise them up to pull out in front of our house. So anyway, a little bit of humor to end that on. So in conclusion, I would say this is an election year. We're all being played on both sides. Everybody has an agenda. Do your own homework, draw your own conclusions, and make up your own mind. Consider the source and their motivations, but don't dismiss a story outright just because it comes from an opposing side's media outlet. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.